your own parts and save big.
Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, July 18th, 2019. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great day today. Man, we got a lot to do today. Paul Strelo, 8:05. We're going to talk some Clemson football recruiting. So a bunch of new offers going out for the class of 2021. And they got the big cookout coming up for class of 2020. Right around the corner. We're going to give you live British Open updates. Quickly, let me tell you that Robert McIntyre, a Scottish golfer, 4-under par through 8 holes, is your leader at the 148th British Open, the Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Portrush County, Antrim, United Kingdom, Northern Ireland. I love how they do all of those. We have at 3-under par, Roman Lassette, Langassette. I guess that's French golfer from 3-under par through 13. Shane Lowry, Irishman, 3-under through 11 holes. Not a great start for Rory McIlroy. Makes an 8 on the first hole, and bogeys one of the next couple holes. He's 5-over through 3, and he's next to last on his home country. So not a great start for Rory. Everybody else just now getting underway. We'll tell you about that coming up a little bit later on. Major League Baseball from yesterday. Mets pounded the Twins 14-4. Cardinals stink best. John Heinz Pirates 6-5. Braves lose again. Braves have a little issue with the Brewers right now. Brewers win 5-4. Cubs over the Reds 5-2. Giants crush the Rockies 11-8. A's sank the Mariners 10-2. Dodgers ripped the Phillies 7-2. Orioles won a baseball game. This time in a bullpen collapse for the Nationals. Orioles win it 9-2. Indians scalped the Tigers 7-2. Red Sox over the everybody 7-2 yesterday. Red Sox over the Blue Jays 5-4. Padres snuck by the Marlins. Billy Marlins team loses 3-2. D-backs just rip open the Rangers 19-4. It's Royals 7-5 win over the White Sox. Astros beat the Angels 11-2. Rays and Yankees have a rainout and play a doubleheader today. Yankees 6 games up over the Rays, 9.5 over the Red Sox. Braves now, after a 2-game losing streak, still 6.5 up after the Nats got beat by the lowly Orioles yesterday. Yesterday also was two different things going on. The ACC Media Days, Atlantic Division coaches and players, and the SEC Media Days, Saban, Chad Morris, Moreland, and Muschamp. So we'll let you hear from all talking sides of football, including, to me, just some baffling stuff coming out of Hoover, Alabama, in which Dylan Moses, the Alabama linebacker, still claims that Alabama was the better team and making excuses that Alabama was not focused and not prepared. And Nick Saban saying the staff was not focused, and rather than admitting that they are the better teams. Two things happened to me yesterday. One is that, and I tweeted both of these out, after reading the stuff from what Alabama players and coaches are saying, if I was an Alabama fan, I would be extremely disappointed in that if you're not going to be focused for the national championship game, if you're not going to be prepared for the national championship game, when are you going to be prepared? And then the other one, I mean, that to me would be much bigger than losing a football game. It's a much bigger story to me than losing in a football game. The second tweet sent out yesterday is really this whole idea that something can be so inconceivable that one of two things happened yesterday, or two things happened yesterday that I really wonder what's more inconceivable: the idea that somebody could actually be better than Alabama in football, or that a team could lose by 28 and should have been worse because the other team called the dogs off. Team could lose by 28 points and still claim to be the better team. Now, I have a reason for this excuse making from the Crimson Tide side of things, players and coaches and fans. And it is because they have not lost games, and then they have not been beaten so soundly that there has to be some sort of excuse. When Clemson beat them in 16 for the 16 championship in 2017, you didn't hear this type of excuse. Now you're hearing it because, you know, what they chalked up to there was, hey, you want last second touchdown, throw the ball down the field, kind of got lucky. Now it's these totally ridiculous thoughts that one team can win by 28 points, but not, you know, no way they could be the better team, and we're going to find ways to blame lack of preparation for a national championship, lack of focus for a national championship. And then I'll get into this later in life, or later in the show. I wonder what would this have happened if we think about all the great things that ever happened in our lifetime, of all the heroic things that have happened in our lifetime, if the other side just... Or if we claimed that, we just didn't, weren't very focused. I mean, what would D-Day look like if the generals, the president, and leaders said, we weren't really focused. We weren't really prepared. I wonder what would Abraham Lincoln's, several of his big speeches look like? I don't know, man. What a very good speech. He's speaking to the country about a civil war, the greatest tragedies in our lifetime. So, I don't know. Just wasn't very focused during the speech. Wasn't very prepared for that speech. Of all the things that you only have, look, you can say, well, Saban's played in so many of them. You only have a few opportunities to do great things. And you say, I don't know. I wasn't focused. There's a very famous saying that said, if not me, who, if not now, when? If you don't get prepared for a national championship game, if you're not focused in, like what would make you focus? But what would make you be prepared? And then this ridiculous idea that, just this almost comical idea is of saying that Georgia was the best team to play last year. Dude, you got your ass handed to you by 28 and you still can't admit the other team's good? For the life of me, man, this whole thing, I've lost respect, lost a lot of respect for Alabama. Guess what, man? I don't care who you are. I don't care how good you are. I don't care at any point in time just how dominant you are. Every once in a while, it's okay to say, man, the other fella was better. The other fella was better. We'll talk about that. Dabo Swinney has a very interesting comments yesterday, saying you can't have it both ways. When the ACC was not great, you guys were saying that didn't prepare for postseason play, then you win three national championships in 6 years. Now you're saying, the conference isn't very good, so that prepare. You know, you have to play that throughout the year. I agree with him, man. You can't have it both ways. Got ACC network announcers that were announced yesterday. Will Muschamp had a couple of of interesting quotes coming out yesterday of his SEC media days. We'll let you hear from him. I thought it was an unfair question about little brother. How's he supposed to answer that? But he was asked. And John Simpson wears the wig because everybody wanted Trevor Lawrence. I thought that was classic yesterday as well. It's a lot to talk about with talking season. Again, we'll let you hear from some of the Clemson side of things, some of the ACC side of things, and then the SEC media days. We'll let you hear from some of that as this show progresses. The producer of this show, the guy that has done an unbelievable job this week of balancing his normal everyday duties here in this show, getting up awfully early and providing awfully good insight, John_Hyde on Twitter, Mr. John Hyde. What's going on, my friend? How you doing over there?
Doing well, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
I'm happy to be here, thrilled to be here. I am floored with this talking season. I've never seen anything like it. What happened to the good old days of you lose a football game, you tip your cap, and you move on in life?
No.
I've never seen a large group of people like this in terms of the it just means more community. It just feels like they're threatened. Like we're threatening their way of life.
How does it mean more? And then in the biggest game of the year,
it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean anything.
Well, it's because it wasn't the SEC championship, Mickey. The SEC championship is worth so much more than a national championship.
We talk about advantages that the SEC has.
Yeah.
Their single biggest advantage is this.
Delusion?
Well, the fact that any time you lose a game in conference, that's an SEC loss, and it's in the toughest conference. And man, you just don't know how tough this league is. I know we have to play Vanderbilt next week, and then I know we have to play Arkansas, and then I know we have to play Missouri, then I know we have to play Ole Miss, then I know I have to play Kentucky, then I know I have to play South Carolina, I know I have to play Mississippi State. But, man, you just don't know how tough this league is every week. So you got that.
It's a meat grinder.
Yeah. You get that advantage during the year. And then in the postseason, you have the ultimate insurance policy that when you win your postseason game, you can claim, well, that's just what we do. We were prepared all year long because we saw better competition within our own conference. However, when you lose, you get the built-in excuse of, well, we didn't want to be here. We were worn out from our regular season. We weren't focused. We didn't want to be here. It's amazing to me that you get both sides. What a big advantage that is.
It must be nice to be able to live on both sides of a fence.
Despite the fact that you can do this too, by the way. You can do this too. Kirby Smart was on the sidelines before the Sugar Bowl this year. And by the way, leading up to the game itself, Georgia had talked crap about Notre Dame and talked crap about Oklahoma and said, we deserve to be in this playoffs. And on Monday night or on Sunday night or on Saturday night, we're going to show you we belong in these playoffs. Watch us come when we get down to play in this game. And then Kirby Smart was asked right before the game. Forgot if it's Tom Rinaldi, whatever. They're on the sidelines right before the kickoff.
Yeah.
Coach, a lot of talk this week about you guys wanting to be in the playoffs. Any idea that your team's not ready for this? You're overlooking this? You're not ready to play? Oh, no. Well, no. How do you know, Coach? How do you know that your team's ready to play? Because I've been around this team all year, and I've been around this team for the last 2 weeks, and I know when we're focused, and we are ready to play this football game. Then you get your ass handed to you on the field. And you can still go back to the excuse of, we weren't focused, we weren't ready to play.
Didn't want to be there.
Didn't want to be there. And what an awesome, awesome deal that is.
That's got to be nice. I mean,
what a great deal, man.
You know, when Alabama beat us in the Sugar Bowl last year, what happened? We tipped our caps, say you kicked our ass, and we moved on with our lives. We didn't sit here and say, well, you know, it's, you know, T. Higgins got hurt on the first drive, and you know, I guess Christian Wilkins was thinking about his draft stock, and no, you got beat, you tip your cap, and you move on in life.
How about this one? Juju's missing key players against Georgia. So, first of all, Baker didn't play, and Texas was as well. Didn't want to be there, man. Don't want to be there.
Well, and The Georgia one really upsets me because what have you accomplished to think you're too good for a Sugar Bowl?
Oh, yes. That's exactly right. Well, you won a national championship in 1980.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That one in 80.
Look, man.
Sorry. I always forget about that one.
What an awesome, beautiful world that we can live in this delusional idea, this delusional world.
It must be nice.
Unbelievable.
It must be nice.
How dare anybody think that somebody could actually be better than Alabama and Georgia last year? How dare anyone run? I mean, really, to be honest with you, call off the dogs. And if you remember in the Texas-Georgia game, Georgia scored twice, one including the last play from scrimmage, to cut it to what made it look manageable because Texas physically pounded Georgia all night long. And Clemson takes the ball the last 10 minutes and calls the dog off with second and third teamers and runs the clock out with 10 minutes to go and calls the dogs off. I wonder if you had to do all over again now if you wouldn't do that, if you just go ahead and just run the score up on them a little bit.
I'm beginning to think, every now and then we'll get these Clemson games where you hear Dabo after the game where it's a leave no doubt kind of game.
Yeah.
If we get the chance to play them again, you got to think after all, because you could tell yesterday between Dabo and John Simpson, Tanner Musa, they're kind of, this team's tired of hearing about it. They're tired of, not getting the credit that they deserve for kicking butt the way they did last year.
Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable.
Hey, but, I think it was John Simpson who said, Georgia won the one that beat Alabama by 28.
Exactly right. But still, they're the better team.
But they were the better team. They just didn't happen to be in the game.
This is the Jake Bentley effect that you could play this conference.
Oh, don't get me started on him.
And get beat 56-7 and say, we're not sure, they weren't that much better than us, if at all. I love this.
Never again.
I love this. Texas said Jordan Davis, Monty Rice, and Baker. Monty Rice was hurt. Baker didn't play in the game because of the draft. Jordan Davis and Monty Rice were hurt because Fromm didn't show up either. I can't help that Jake Fromm played a bad game. Did Texas have anything to do with Jake Fromm not playing well?
I think they had a lot to do with it.
Let me ask you something, Texter. Did the other team play at all? Did Texas play at all? Was there another team on the field? See, that's what gets me about SEC people. The other team doesn't even exist. How dare you even think that this is about anything other than us, about anything other than the SEC? You're privileged to play us. Did Texas have anything at all to do with you getting your ass kicked? Or did you just go out there and, like on Fight Clubs, fall down on yourself? Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. It's amazing to think that, obviously Texas isn't in the SEC. No, they didn't have anything to do with it. Obviously Clemson didn't in the SEC. The Clemson had nothing to do with it, despite the fact that Clemson traditionally now beats Alabama and Texas A&M and Auburn and South Carolina. What are you talking about, man? Clemson's going to play three or four SEC teams again this year when it's all said and done. And since you're not in that league, you don't really have a say in this thing. But Tennessee has a say, and Arkansas has a say, and Mississippi State has a say, and Kentucky has a say, and Ole Miss has a say. Unbelievable, man. What a great luxury you have that nobody else matters. Despite the other team being better, despite the other team kicking us up and down the field, they still don't matter. I love it, man. Congratulations. You have created your own little universe. What a great deal you have. Short break. We'll come back. Hey, Canty Can Fix It, C-A-N-T-E-Y, CantyCanFixIt.com. Get in touch with them. If you have cracks in your exterior brick or mortar, if you have interior cracks above doorways and windows, if you have chimneys pulling away from your home, if you have uneven or sloping floors, windows that are or doors that are jammed, think about getting in touch with Canty. Canty has the quality products, proven services, professional experience. They can permanently repair any foundation problems you might have. call them today or go by and see them today. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. Short break. When we come back, we'll open up phone lines. Love to hear from you. You know, in the end, it's nice to be so good that it's so inconceivable that somebody could actually beat you in a football game. Would that be great? We'll talk about that much more after this.
The summer of soccer continues as the Greenville Triumph hosts FC Tucson. Saturday at Legacy Early College. Fan Fest starts at 5. Game at 7. General admission seats only $10. Tickets on sale at greenvilletriumph.com. Triumph Soccer. Go for the goals. Stay for the triumph.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife Beth and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made from scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
NYC Bagel and Sandwich Shop is opening soon at 125 Anderson Highway in Clemson at the Grand Mark Center. Enjoy convenient free parking, curbside delivery, and dozens of bagels and topping combinations sure to make your mouth water. NYC Bagel will also offer pizzas, wings, signature New York nachos, breakfast sandwiches, and lunch options to suit every craving. NYC Bagel and Sandwich Shop coming soon. Stay tuned to The Roar for official grand opening date and exclusive specials. Visit NYCBagelClemson.com for more information. Go Tigers!
The temps aren't the only thing hot right now. The deals are blazing at George Coleman Ford. Get a new 2019 Fiesta SE hatchback with power moonroof and automatic transmission. Total MSRP before discounts, $18,155. George Coleman Ford price, $14,999 plus tax and tax. There are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford.
Price includes $2,500 rebate. Offer good through September 13th.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
This sizzling Sprint weekend, switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line with a prepaid MasterCard. That's right, we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line. It's our way of giving you a clean slate so you can make the switch to Sprint. For a limited time, you can also pick up a new Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.5 on us. That's a value of over $400. There's never been a better time to switch to a network built for unlimited. Stop by your local Sprint store July 19th, 20th, and 21st to learn more. Don't miss out on the fun this sizzling Sprint weekend. Less required phone trading credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charge or remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. Samsung Galaxy Tab A 10.5, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit apply within two bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Tax due at sale.
If you're a paint contractor, the Home Depot is here to save you money. You can get the same or better quality paint as you do at paint stores, but you also get one thing paint stores don't have: low prices every day on every gallon of high quality Behr paint, stains, and primers. Plus, for pros, volume discounts. How much are you paying per gallon? At the Home Depot, you pay less for Behr paint every day, like Behr Pro paint starting at just $15.48 a gallon. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
What do you do for excitement?
Oh, I play a lot of golf.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all. Well, it's all right.
Our friends at Kiwi Financial Group want to talk to you about helping you reach this finish line and cross this finish line. Greg Wells, Clemson class of 1990, at the Kiwi Financial Group, independent advisor, and can certainly help you out. Look, the biggest decision you'll make when it comes to your retirement is your Social Security and when you take it and how you take it. So you've worked this long career. You're ready to retire. You don't know about all the options that the Social Security Administration has. And now you need to make a choice. There's 97 different ways an individual can begin their benefits. There's 314 ways a couple can begin their benefits. I like to ask, like, okay, give me all 314, go. More if you're widowed, divorced, or have minor children. So you've worked all your life. You've saved your pennies. Now it's time to retire. Don't make a mistake. Let Greg Wells and the Kiwi Financial Group talk to you about the best situation for you and your Social Security. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, 654-5043. Or visit their website. It's KiwiFG.com. KiwiFG.com. I thought Dabo Swinney made some, I thought, pretty interesting comments yesterday. Talking about the ACC. And let me be clear about this thing. I don't think the ACC is the premier conference. I do think that the SEC is the best conference in the country. The difference between me and SEC Joe, I actually did this character on the show years ago, by saying, man, you kidding me? We're the SEC. We've got big bands. We've got big stadiums.
The bands are, don't sell the bands short.
You don't play football over there. We play football in the SEC. We're in the SEC days. It's Johnny Majors and Herschel Walker. You guys don't know football. The difference in me and that is, I think the SEC is the best conference. I do. Yeah. Year in, year out, traditionally.
I would agree.
Not
with
every
you.
Year, some most years. The difference is I think other conferences play too. And I think I watched Ohio State beat Alabama. I watched Clemson beat Alabama twice. I've seen Oklahoma beat Alabama. I've seen LSU lose football games to Troy. I've seen South Carolina lose to the Citadel. I've seen Tennessee go 63-62 the last 10 years.
That stat still blows my mind, by the way.
I've seen Georgia Southern beat Florida. I mean, look, other conferences are too. Now, in the SEC, we got big stadiums, big bands, and pretty helmets. You guys don't have all that. Well, but they do have some bands. They do have some helmets. They do have some stadiums. They do have some players. And then when they play games, sometimes they win games. So Dabo Swinney says this yesterday. 5 or 6 years ago, this is a quote, 5 or 6 years ago, it's hilarious because the rhetoric used to be an ACC team was never going to win the national championship because they don't play anybody. The reason is they don't play anybody. So when we get to the postseason, they've got to play the big bad boys, and they can't be prepared. Now we've won 3 of the last 6. People now say, well, the only reason they win it is they don't play anybody. Dabo says, quote, you can't have it both ways. I think at the end of the day, the reason is we win is we play incredible competition. This league has 32 bowl teams in the last 3 years, 11 this year, 19 postseason wins the last 3 years. So depth in our league, week in, week out, great coaches, great players in this league. It's a challenge. The league doesn't take a back seat to anyone. It's a very competitive league. And I don't believe in all that, but he is right. You can't forever say that y'all don't play big boy football. And so when you run up against us, you will get destroyed. Then, when they win 3 out of 6 national championships, more than any other conference, by the way, SEC's won 2, Big Ten's won 1. Then you say, oh, by the way, in all 3 of those, you beat the SEC champion, or not the champ. You beat the SEC champion to win the national championship. Florida State beat Auburn, Clemson beat Alabama twice. You then can't say that, oh, well, you guys didn't play anybody the regular season. Those are 2 mutually exclusive concepts. But what we do in the SEC is we change the narrative at any point in time. It reminds me of the Democrats and Republicans. Oh, what side are you guys on? on guns and immigration or abortion or a tax order? Oh, y'all are? Okay, we're at the other side now. Okay, now where are y'all now? Okay, we'll go back to the other side. Just because it's almost, you really have to play that card. This is a true story, John Hyatt. When Florida State in 2014, whatever it was, won the national championship and had perhaps one of the three or four best college football teams in the history of the sport, in which no team played within two touchdowns of them until the national championship game when they beat Auburn. Now, going into that game, Auburn beat Alabama. Auburn went on to win the SEC championship. And then Florida State beat Auburn in the national championship game. Paul Feinbaum on his show the very next day was asked about Florida State. And he goes, I don't really think they're that great because they didn't beat Alabama. Despite beating the team that beat Alabama, Feinbaum says, well, I don't think they're great because they didn't beat Alabama. Now Clemson, though, goes on to beat Alabama twice, and now it's, we weren't focused. But what a luxury world you live in when no matter what happens, when you win, you get all the accolades. It is so interesting to hear and go back. And as a matter of fact, we might do this during today's show. Go back and read and hear what people were saying about Alabama the entire season last year and on the day of the game, what the talking heads were telling you. This is Nick Saban's greatest team. This is Alabama's greatest team. This is the greatest team in college football history. You get beat 44-16 and it's, well, they weren't focused. They weren't prepared. Despite the other team being 15-0 and running everybody out of the building as well. And then you use this, you play this card, this lovely card you get to play if you're Dylan Moses, and saying that Georgia was the best team we played last year. A three-loss Georgia team that you beat. Not a 15-0 team that beat you 44-16. What a great luxury you get when you get to play that card. No. Georgia was the best team we played. So John Simpson comes back yesterday, Clemson offensive lineman, and he says, you know what? Notre Dame's the best team we play. But here's the difference. Notre Dame actually played Clemson better than Alabama played them. And if truth be known, if we're just going by score, then maybe Syracuse was the best team Clemson played last year. Maybe Texas A&M was the best team Clemson played last year because they played them much closer than what Notre Dame or Alabama played. There are people on the Clemson staff that felt like that Notre Dame was better than Alabama after playing both teams. A person on the staff told me this. That, man, you know, their defensive line was better. We thought their secondary was better. Now, their offense wasn't as good, but defensively, we thought they were better. It's just, I'm going to wrap it up by saying this, and then we'll take a break and we'll come back and open up for phone calls. If you are as good as you keep telling us you are and everybody keeps telling us you are, then don't cheapen yourself with these silly excuses. These weak excuses. I can't say always. There's been times in my lifetime when they weren't very good. I've had a healthy respect for Alabama and its tradition. Since this football game, I've lost respect for Alabama. And that they can't admit, it is so inconceivable that the other team beat you that we had to make excuses. And I thought they were above that. I thought it was a class program that, you know, accomplished a lot, but was still able to recognize what happened. You know what, Dylan Moses, if you wanted to line it up the next day, bro, how much more time do you need, man? You take more time off? The excuse of the Georgia game was Georgia's wore us out. Dude, Georgia's played on December the 1st. 40 days, 45 days ago. You had 45 days to come off of that. We were mentally exhausted, physically exhausted. Why? From blowing out Arkansas and Ole Miss, Mississippi State and Vanderbilt? You're mentally exhausted from beating everybody by 30 points a game? Man, it's just amazing that it works out this way. And we had this convenience excuses. And again, this complete loss of respect for anybody who tries to play this card. Crazy to even think about. Frankie Anderson makes a great point. And Saban making excuses yesterday, saying our staff wasn't focused. Frankie and Anderson making a great point on Helter text line, 986-1566. I'd hate to pay my coach $9 million, pay him $9 million, and then not have my team or staff prepared for the national championship game. What? There's a lot of talk out there about Nick Saban being the greatest coach in college football history, and I would agree with that talk. I would fight on that side of the argument. I would cast all my lot with that one, that saying what he's accomplished is better than any coach in the history of college football. But if you really want to get down to the brass tacks of it, how good of a coach are you if, despite having your best team ever, your school's best team ever, and playing in the biggest football game of the year, and you can't get your staff or your players focused and prepared? Are you that really good of a coach? I think that's a fair question. My gracious, man. What a luxury life you live when you don't even have to. You can lose games and still be. Georgia fans are still saying at 9-3 or 10-3, whatever it was, you got three losses and LSU destroyed you. Texas destroyed you. And you can still tell me how you belong in the playoffs. What a great deal when results don't even matter, where wins and losses don't matter. Perception is the only thing that matters. But yet, the BCS was wrong. We got away from the BCS where computer told us who was winning. Let's don't even play the games anymore, man. Let's just let Paul Feinbaum tell me who the best teams are. The games and results don't matter. You can lose, and we'll still buy your excuses. We'll rewrite history. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. What a great luxury you have. All right, we'll take a break. My great friend Greg Rushton came over yesterday. Actually, they don't come over to see me anymore, man. Everybody comes over to see Drake. But nice to have him and his family over. And they are having an absolutely great summer over at Katichi. And I keep hearing it. And anytime I talk about it, in the next 3 minutes, I'll get a great text message from someone here on text line saying, yeah, we played Katichi yesterday, played them this weekend, and what a great deal that is. Hey, I want to talk to you junior golfers right now. This Saturday, folks, it's the last day for you to sign up. Eligible fourth graders through 2019 high school graduates, the Ledbetter Junior Golf Championship at Katichi. That's a week from Saturday and Sunday, but this Saturday is the last day to sign up for this. This $85 per junior, and this gets you two tournament rounds, gets you a practice round, gifts and awards, and if your mom or dad or parent or sibling or somebody wants to play with you in this practice round, discounted for that. What a great deal. Call Jeff Gotham, the Director of Instruction at Ledbetter Academy over at Katichi, 706-856-3322, 706-856-3322. Jeff@Katichi.com. Email him asking about it and entering your tournament. What an incredible deal it is to support junior golf the way they do. It's our great friends over at Katichi in the Junior Golf Championship, the Ledbetter Junior Golf Championship at Katichi. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. I have got all this audio, John Hite, from Saban and Morris and Moreland and Muschamp and Dabo and all this SEC, ACC stuff. But we'll hear from you after a short break. Much more after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by Realtor Rivers Whitmire. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
The summer of soccer continues as the Greenville Triumph hosts FC Tucson Saturday at Legacy Early College. Fan Fest starts at 5, game at 7. General admission seats only $10. Tickets on sale at GreenvilleTriumph.com. Triumph Soccer. Go for the goals. Stay for the triumph.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us.
Run with Greenville Turf and Tractor so you can haul, till, or cut. 722 Malden Road, Greenville.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been in our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Warm weather is here, and you know what that means? Thunderstorms. When a lightning storm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. So don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-234-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Pro Power assessment and tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Your Pie of Clemson has weekly specials that are great tasting and great deals. Monday is family night where kids eat for 99 cents. Tuesday is benefit proceeds night for local charities. Wednesday is half price wine and $3.14 for cheese sticks. Thursday is $3.14 for pints and cheese sticks. And Sunday is student night. Get a pizza and a drink for $7.99 or a pint for $9.99. Great savings this week at Your Pie of Clemson, helping your community one pie at a time.
Let Audible heat up your summer fun. With an unmatched selection of audio entertainment you can listen to anywhere, including exclusive Audible Originals. Compelling stories, thrilling performances, and A-list celebrity talent make Audible Originals must-listen events, like Stan Lee's Alliances, A Trick of Light, performed by actress Yara Shahidi. Get it only from Audible, or choose a title perfect for your travel plans. Start a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook is on us at audible.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, okay, tell us how you really feel.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
So when a business has served their customer server 70 years, they've done things right. Reed's Jewelers is celebrating 73 years in business this month. So to say thank you, they're offering discounted prices, the sales plus 18 months interest free with purchases over $3,000 or more with approved credit. So it, now how about this? This is cool. You spend $99 or more and they're going to give you $50 off. So they take care of customers. They're celebrating 73 years in their business. Reed's Jewelers next to Belk in the Haywood Mall or online at reeds.com. That's reeds.com. Texture says, I love this one. My wife was pulled over by probably the nicest state trooper on 123 on Monday. She was in her Alabama shirt. The trooper made a joke that he understood that she was mentally fatigued and things happened, wrote her a warning and went on. Good for you, man.
That's awesome. That is fantastic.
I can't imagine the mental strain of having to play Arkansas and Mississippi State and Ole Miss.
Both Mississippi teams?
I couldn't imagine that strain, man.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, of playing Arkansas State, a Louisville team that Clemson put 77 on.
We're going to talk about that.
Having to play Louisiana, Lafayette. Having to play the Citadel and Tennessee and Missouri. Man, what a What an emotional strain it is preparing to beat those teams by 30 and 40 and 50 and 60 points. Unbelievable. All right. Three phone calls. Let's go in order they came in. 654 Roar. Delvin is up first. Delvin, I really appreciate you being patient, man. Thanks for hanging on this morning. How you doing?
I might have been patient because I'm teed off right now. I'm teed off about these coming men. I thought I was respecting this. Come out there trying to say, well, our coaches weren't focused. They were focused on getting those Georgia. I'll play one for. So you didn't say that when Kirby Smart was getting ready to go to Georgia? When y'all beat Clemson, you didn't say that your coach weren't focused then?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But all of a sudden now your coach won't focus and so they were focusing on other jobs. If I'm my life, I'm like, okay, if I'm my life right now, you could have told me to leave, coach. You could have told me to leave like you did Lane Kiffin. When me told Lane Kiffin, I don't want you coaching here.
Yeah, if you remember that, yeah, he thought Lane Kiffin would be distracted, so he fired him and hired Sarkisian for the national championship game and they lost that one.
He could have told my life, Mike, you know, I want somebody else to call the play so you can go focus on your job.
Yeah. Boy, what a despite the fact that Dan Enos leaves to be the offensive coordinator at Miami,
yeah,
and that your offensive line coach leaves to be the offensive line coach at Georgia Tech, I can't believe you'd leave Alabama to go coach in the ACC like that. What are you thinking? Don't you know where the line people play football here?
Dylan Moore is just idiot. I love they won't prepare. I'm sorry. Though your coach, you had all the time to prepare. You had all the time to prepare for the game and stuff. Then to say Georgia was tough. I like what John Simmons said. John Simmons said Notre Dame was better. Notre Dame was better. They only beat them by 27 points. They only beat Alabama by 28, so they was better than them.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Wouldn't it be great to be so good that it's inconceivable that anybody would be better than you? I mean,
and Mickey.
Yeah.
The only person who made sense of all the situation is Booger McFarlane. Remember, he came on Paul Farnbow's show and said, y'all got beat, you're talking school, and everybody got mad. You know, everybody was mad at him for that, for coming on the radio show. People call in, I can't believe Booger McFarlane will say that. He was telling the truth. He came on the show. And Paul Farnbow had that little look on his face like, I can't believe I brought him on the show for him to say that about Alabama.
Yeah. Can't believe that anybody would. The audacity of you to think that somebody would actually be better than Alabama in football. How dare you? What are you thinking? Are you crazy? No one could ever beat Alabama in a football game.
Yeah, and so one fool on that time, he's from the SEC. He can't be saying that about Alabama.
No.
He's doing his job. It's just crazy. They say want to get mad to my, well, I'm tired of these players. He to my, you know, you talking about being prepared, right? You talking about Georgia. Well, I can't believe nobody want to play in the Sugar Bowl. I'm upset that they, he's the Sugar Bowl used to mean something to us, but now that these players don't want to play and stuff now in the Sugar Bowl, that upset me. I said, really, you didn't have your players prepared, so why should you be upset about them playing the Sugar Bowl? Kirby said he had the players prepared and stuff like that, so you said you are.
Did we lose Delvin?
Yeah, all right,
there,
here, I'm sorry.
There you go.
Yeah, I was saying, he said that he was upset about like players not playing any bowl game like the Sugar Bowl and stuff. I'm like, well, wait a minute. You should have been focused on getting your team prepared for that championship game since you didn't have them prepared like you said you was and making excuses. And stuff. So he worried about other teams not playing in the Sugar Bowl. So it's just all these excuses and stuff. So you know what, Mickey? They don't have no excuse this year. Cooks beat them in that championship game. What are they going to come up with? This? You got all your coaches. You brought in
the coaches. Oh, no, Delvin. Delvin, here's the thing. It is an endless supply of excuses. It is an endless. The idea, if Clemson beats Alabama this year 45-16, it will still be the fact that, they didn't want to be there. They weren't prepared. They weren't focused. They were, there's no chance that anybody could actually be within their own right mind and think that Alabama could lose a football game that they wanted to win. It's clear Alabama didn't want to win the national championship last year. If they wanted to win, they would have been focused. They would have been prepared. Instead, they were still probably going back and looking at Georgia film for next year to try to win the SEC championship game. No, despite having 45 days, despite having from the semifinals to the national championship game, you know, a week and a half. No, man, nobody don't appreciate the phone call. No one in their right mind would think that Alabama could actually lose a football game that they actually cared about. Yeah, they're going to lose games, sure. But the only way you beat Alabama is if they don't care enough to prepare or to focus. The only way that Georgia could lose a game is they don't care enough or they don't want to be there. If they want to be there, boy, you have no chance. Instead of breaking down X's and O's, instead of breaking down talent levels, the only thing you need to do is, let's just break down and tell me, do you want to be there or not? Matter of fact, I'd like to get this before the game from now on. Because Kirby Smart said before the game on the sidelines, no, we had a great week of practice. We are focused. I know this. I look at my team's eyes. I've been around them. I need to go back and see what Nick Saban said about this Clemson game, because the week and a half leading up to the national championship game, I didn't hear one person talk about, I don't think we're going to be very focused. It's the national freaking championship. What are you talking about not focused? If you don't focus for the national championship game, then what do you focus on? Arkansas? Great text. Melissa writes in, "You're on fire this morning. I teach pre-K. And the parents sound like SEC-based. There's always an excuse for why their child is acting the way they are. Oh, she's tired. Oh, she's hungry. It's never accepting the fact that their child sometimes misbehaves and sometimes needs disciplining. Always an excuse, never accepting facts. It is." I ask you this, John, before I get to William. Is it more inconceivable that somebody can be better than Alabama in football? Or is it more inconceivable that somebody could get their butt handed to them by 28 points and then tell you they're still the better team?
No, the latter. I'm still so floored by this whole thing where we can just lose football games and come up with these 9,000 reasons why it happened. It's just mind-boggling to me. Just you lose a football game, you lose a football game.
It's okay.
You tip your cap and you move on in life. You say they were the better team.
It's actually, you know what? It happens.
Life.
I got news for you. Clemson's going to lose a football game at some point in time.
As much as it pains me to hear it, you're right. It's going to happen. More than once, probably.
Maybe not in the next couple of years.
Well, you know what I mean. If we want to be there, Mickey, I think we'll be okay.
I can't wait for Clemson to get elevated to the status of the only way you beat us is if we don't want to be there.
I don't know if Drake's going to live long enough to see those days, Mickey.
I need that, though, man. What a great luxury to have that.
I just don't know if we're going to be fortunate enough with our little secondary network and our little secondary conference that any of this will happen.
How nice of them to allow us to even be on the same field to watch their beautiful band play their beautiful fight songs and their beautiful baton twirlers throw the fake blonde makeup caked on their face baton twirlers. Throw their batons up in the air like no other baton twirlers have ever thrown up a baton. That a tuba player plays notes that, man, you've never heard a tuba like this. Have you seen our stadiums? Have you seen our uniforms? Go back and look at this history of this conference. Man, what a luxury it is that we get to actually buy a ticket to watch them play football against our team. Despite losing by 28, boy, how lucky we were I got to see Alabama play football. When Drake is a big boy, I will look at Drake and say, son, he'll say, Dad, tell me about Clemson's 15-0, greatest team ever, 2018 national championship. And I'll talk a little bit about the Syracuse game, a little bit about the South Carolina game, a little bit about the Texas A&M game, a little bit about the Notre Dame game. But in the end, I also get to say, son, you know what the beauty of that game was? I actually got to see Nick Saban and Tua Tagovailoa play football. The greatest benefit of Clemson is not the fact that they won national championships. The greatest benefit is that we've actually had a chance to be in the same building and witness the great Alabama football program. Nothing screams Clemson has arrived that I get to go pay extraordinary amounts of money and travel all over this beautiful country of ours from sea to shining sea, and I get to watch Alabama play football. I know they've lost two of the last three. I know they've lost their last two national championship games. But I get to watch Alabama play football. Man, thank you, Dabo Swinney. Thank you so much for elevating Clemson's program to the level that we are so blessed to get to see the Crimson Tide the last 4 years in person. Oh, man. Drake, you don't know what you missed, son. Hopefully in your lifetime, we'll continue to be this good. I mean, win or lose, it doesn't matter. We got to watch Alabama play football in person. Oh, man. Thank you, Christian Wilkins and Trevor Lawrence and Deshaun Watson, for coming to this place to allow me to get to watch Alabama. Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. Get in touch with them. They love you at Prime Lending. They love their customers. They do an awesome job at Prime Lending. Here's the awesome deal that we have now is that the rates are as good or better than any rates in the country, and local people helping you streamline this decision, streamline everything for you. It's easy. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. More SEC football right after this.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One security studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP Clemson.